Hi, everybody. It's Dawn coming to you with another episode of Out of the Spiritual Closet with Dawn and the Angels and the Spirits. So for today, I wanted to talk to you about this term that's floating around in the world right now. It's called awakening. What does it mean to be awakening? And I'll put the quotation marks around the word. So in our spiritual communities, in the psychic, mediumship, energy work communities, you'll hear a lot of people talking about awakenings. They're going through an awakening. They've had a friend that went through an awakening. Whatever it is, they talk about this word awakening. And I wanted to explain what that typically means. What are people saying about it? And some of the things you might experience during your awakening. So for me, I have had many awakenings during my lifetime because I have been spiritually connected since I was a child. I didn't exactly have the words to put around it, and there weren't a lot of people talking about it in the 80s and the 70s, and even in the 90s, it was just starting to be talked about more in social settings, let's say, right? But an awakening is when you are met with a new way of thinking, either through a spiritual connection. You may dream about things. You may suddenly start receiving messages from the clouds, from the trees. You may intuitively know the next steps for yourself. You may even get guided messages on things that are going to happen for people. And so it can be kind of a scary time, right? Because hearing voices, seeing things that aren't there are often associated with mental illnesses. And obviously, we want to be sensitive to that and make sure that, you know, everything is mentally and physically okay with ourselves. But if there's no other reasons, or if you intuitively just know what's going on, I would say you're probably going through an awakening, right? And so during an awakening, it's like all those old ways of looking at things, those old thoughts about how things had to be okay, are kind of like lifted for you, right? And you start to see things with a different set of eyes. And I'll just give you an example to make it a little bit more relevant. I know that like during the 80s and 90s, it was really like, you know, you're either a winner or you're a loser, right? And there was such a competitiveness, and not that there still isn't, but there was such a competitiveness that nobody wanted to help the other person because then, you know, they'd get further ahead. And it was the messaging at the time was no two people could succeed, right? Either I succeed and you lose, or you succeed and I lose. And that's not the truth. There's plenty in this universe for all of us. You know, maybe we can't get it all from the same well, but there is an abundant amount of resources in the universe for us. So that was kind of what I noticed, was that a lot of that messaging that had been fed to me over my life didn't really align with how my heart was feeling, right? So I'd want to help somebody, but then I'd be maybe afraid that if I help them, then they're going to be in power or control over me. And so that was really damaging, right? So we should all be looking to help each other on our own individual journeys. You know, each of us is going to experience things differently and need different things in this lifetime. We all came here with different lessons to learn. So, you know, you're not winning, I'm not losing. We're both just moving along our paths of life. So another thing with awakening that I want to mention is there's a couple of really big things like spiritual law and discernment, right? So what is spiritual law? You know, spiritual law is, you know, is it necessary? Is it helpful? Does it give value to this situation? So some people might run around giving out messages just because they can, and it's of no value to the other person, but they're trying to make themselves feel better or bigger or more powerful or have people worship them. So following spiritual law and not, you know, being sure to receive permission before we work on somebody, if we're working with energy, or before we share messages, if we're someone that gets channeled information or mediumship messages, always honoring where that other person is at that time. And basic spiritual law is do no harm, right? And so it's kind of, can be summed up to, I learned everything I needed to know in preschool or kindergarten, right? Do right, do the right thing when no one's looking, that kind of thing. So play nice with others. Don't take others' toys, be a helper. So anyways, that's spiritual law is, is it your responsibility? Have they asked you for help? So be really clear about that. It is not, just because you can doesn't mean you should. And you will have ramifications if you're doing energy work or, for people that want to cast spells, which spells are intentions with the proper wordings, right? With the energy behind it. But, you will receive retribution if you're putting negative energy out there. So, there's one thing about protecting yourself, but the next one is, do no harm, right? And don't go where you're not invited. So that's that. And then discernment. Discernment is really big because you need to know that all the answers are inside of you. You make your connection with divine, with creator, with God, however you refer. But another human being may give you information, but only you can decide what's right for you. In your life, in your humanness, and what you desire and your true desires. Typically, people are given it through their lens of perception, right? Which is one of the reasons I love the Akashic Records is because it goes right to your spirit team and my spirit team. So it takes Dawn the human out of it. But using discernment when giving or receiving messages, right? So there's that. And then last but not least, I want to mention when you're going through an awakening, support is really, really helpful, whether it be a coach, a mentor, a community where people understand those experiences. So reach out to people that can support you in your journey. Only you can say when you need help, when you need support. Many of us that do this kind of energy work have our own little communities, where we support others, but then we have places where we go and fill up our own wells. We have friend groups, we have spiritual mentors of our own. So, everybody's on this journey. Everybody will awaken at different times. Everybody's symptoms will be different, but these are some generalizations to help you through the process. So if this is something that is, striking home for you and you need some assistance on this, reach out to me. If I'm not the right person for you, I have a lot of contacts that I'll refer you to. And so we have that. I will be doing some free things on the live, on the YouTube live to help you guys to experience some of this energy in that. So if you're interested, please like and subscribe if you're listening to this on YouTube or watching it on YouTube. And if you'd like to be considered for a raffle for a free session, I will be raffling off one free session on February 27th on the live call that I'm doing. And so if I need 5 more subscribers to do lives. And with that said, if you subscribe on my YouTube station and send me an email to angelsinthehouse111@gmail.com, and I'll put the links below. But if you send me an email there, you will be entered into a raffle where I will pick a live name. I'll pick a name on the live to do a free 30-minute session so that you can taste an Akashic energy session and see what it's like. So I hope this helps you in some way, shape, or form. If there's a particular topic that you're looking to learn more about, let me know. And I will see if I can produce one on that. So thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.